Hello, we're back with a panel discussion about coping with holiday stress. My name is Aaron Surma, and I work with Juno Youth Services. I'm joined by members of the Disintervention Coalition, including Crystal Borland, Executive Director of NAMI Juno, Jan Reese, Training and Outreach Coordinator for the Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, and Michelle Bollier, Local Private Practice Therapist. Michelle, as someone who's worked with individuals dealing with stress over the last 10 years, what have you noticed about how people cope with holiday stress?
I think one of the things is it kind of catches us off guard. So a lot of times with clients, I work with them on looking at a fancy stress index that researchers came up with. So the point of this thing is it puts a number score next to different life stressors. So for instance, getting married, changing jobs, having someone be diagnosed with a major medical illness. And what the researchers could do is predict with a pretty high level of accuracy, depending upon what your total number is, how likely you are to get physically sick. So the examples that I just mentioned, you know, make some intuitive sense. If you have someone come down with a cancer diagnosis, that's going to be very stressful. The ones that really take people by surprise are things like vacation, getting a promotion at work, getting celebrated for outstanding achievement. And so a lot of times my clients will say to me, I don't understand. Vacation is supposed to be relaxing. And it's true, we all have this idea that vacation is supposed to be relaxing or that holidays are supposed to be cheerful. But what is actually the case is that we are creatures of habit, and especially our physical systems are very habituated to things like the number of hours of sleep we're accustomed to getting per night or the types of food that we're used to having. And so what can happen a lot with the holidays is we start maybe having more alcoholic beverages than we normally do. We start eating really rich foods and our digestion gets all weird. We start having much more caffeine because we didn't get enough sleep. And all of a sudden, our system is really out of whack. So I think it's really, really helpful to always remember how closely related the physical body are and our mental health. And some of the best things that you can do for your mental health are getting enough sleep, eating healthily, exercising, those kinds of things. So part of what I would say is we really need to take care of ourselves and we really need to kind of slow ourselves down. And that it can be really hard to do this because at the same time as we're not having our normal routines and our normal kind of self-care and our normal sleep and our normal food, we're also having all of these charming stressors that we discussed earlier in the show, such as family staying with us and expectations and financial stress and all of these things that we're not accustomed to. So I think just really kind of being kind to yourself, reframing that holidays are a time where you want to connect to people and take care of yourself and kind of giving yourself some spaciousness to do what you need to do to take care of yourself is really important.
Jan, if people want help with this, if they want professional help, what kind of resources are available for people to find that help?
As we mentioned previously, Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition is now found on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And if you go to our Facebook, you'll find that we have resources within the community actually listed on our website so that you could find Juno Suicide Prevention Mental Health Directory, which has a comprehensive list of all the mental health agencies, psychiatrists, psychologists, and therapists that are in Juno, and that they also can be found at junomentalhealth.org.
And Crystal?
Yeah, and I think this is a time of year where our community really, really pulls together. We have a lot of different resources for folks who may be in need of a holiday meal, for folks who maybe need a gift program. There's adopt-a-family programs where gifts can be purchased for the children and for the family. So the Salvation Army, St. Vincent's are some good resources, but really to find something, 211 is a great resource. It's statewide, and they'll direct you to some of the different agencies that are doing this in town. Also, the United Way Southeast Alaska page has a Find Help button on their website, and that's a great place to go and to learn about some of these different community organizations and what's going on this time of year for support. And it's also a good time of year for us to reach out in our community and provide some of that support. So maybe a new holiday tradition is adopting a family for the holidays.
You all have been so generous with your time and expertise, and while I appreciate that very much, I'm also going to bug you for one last little nugget. So do you all have some final words of wisdom? And Crystal, we'll start with you.
I would say, you know, be kind to one another. We're all going through something. And for those in our life who we know are struggling with their mental health right now, this is a great time of year to reach out and just to let them know you care.
And Jan?
From a professional note, I would say to let people know that they are not alone, that we do have our Alaska Care Line, 877-266-4357, or we also can text at 741-741, and this is free service to anyone that is feeling suicidal, and it's confidential support, and it's prevention to help another person. From a personal side, I would say that show someone you care. It's all up to us, us being the individuals of a community, and Juneau is a beautiful place to live and a very supportive community, so find someone to have a coffee with. Reconnect with someone that you have been friends with but you've lost contact with, or try to make a friend with someone that you just met. Express gratitude for others. Take that moment in the morning to say good morning, to say thank you when they open the door for you, or hold the door open for someone yourself, and offer help to someone in need. Oftentimes we're at Fred Meyer's. That's where most of Juneau spends our time nowadays. And you see someone struggling with a basket or, you know, trying to get something in their car, you can offer assistance. And then mostly tell someone that you actually do care. Let them know that they have someone to speak to and that there are resources in the community. We do care.
Well said. Michelle, what's your final word of wisdom for us?
I think just with the holidays, to really prioritize meaningful rituals and connection. I kind of feel like a broken record when I get going talking about connection, and my clients hear me say over and over, humans are hardwired to connect. And I think sometimes with holidays, we get flustered because we forget that ideally our holiday rituals should help us feel more connected to each other and more in touch with what's meaningful to us rather than hoops we have to jump through or ways that we're deficient. So if you're feeling pressure to get just the right gift or to make a multiple course gourmet dinner, or you're measuring yourself against TV and movie holidays, it's likely that all that perfectionism, expectation, and fear will leave you feeling really disconnected from your own heart and from your loved ones. So grounding yourself in what really matters to you and following whatever leads you back to genuine connection will change the tide of all that anxiety.
My final word of wisdom is that gratitude is a wonderful way to connect. To that end, I would like to thank all of the Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition members, and in particular, Hillary Young, program coordinator of the coalition, for all of her help putting this program together. Shelley Delaney, producer extraordinaire, who was so positive and patient with us, particularly around scheduling it. You showed a lot of flexibility, and we thank you. And KTOO for the space and time to record this. And if you're just really into these last couple minutes, you tuned in late and you want to hear the whole thing, a recording is available at ktoo.org under Program and Focus on Community. With that, thank you for listening to our panel discussion on coping with holiday stress.